Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Jimmy and I are going to do a daily editorial that's going to go a little bit into the per-realm of a per-realm. There's an interesting word. It's a new hairspray that I've invented. Jimmy and I are going to go into the purview, I guess I would say, of some of the things that Corey talks about. We're going to talk about a couple of investing issues. One is ESG, Environmental, Social, Government Investing. You want to talk about that one, Jimmy?
Yeah, so there's been a big push over the last years for ESG, you know, environmental, social, and governance as a measure of how you invest. It's like moral investing, right?
Right.
I have to, you know, make sure that I'm being fully transparent here. I am on the board of a company that as one of the original ESG type investors, you know,
right.
socially, you know, accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the problem. With ESG, you're getting this effort to try to formalize standardize the evaluation of a company based on their ESG score.
Right.
And people like Morningstar, these big, huge, you know, rating agencies
mm-hmm.
are now beginning to rate companies for ESG. And there's a huge push, especially by the Biden administration, the Biden regime, to force companies into a more controlled ESG-compatible investing process. And that means pushing out carbons, right?
Yeah.
Getting rid of. So they're using a regulatory environment in order to gear your investment strategies. And I think that is absolutely negative towards capitalism. And I think it's going to be very destructive because it's giving tremendous power to regulatory agencies and to our rating agencies of who wins and who loses. And I think it's absolutely, there's a lot of fraud in the process and it's really undefinable. And I'd love to talk about some of those companies and how that's done right now.
Well, I think exactly the main company that's doing that is certainly the company that I bought an iPhone from, and that's Apple.
Yeah, Apple has, on Morningstar, has four globe ESG rating, 4 out of 5 globes, a very high rating. They produce in China, an authoritarian regime. They use rare earths that are mined in very low, in corrupt countries. They, Chinese and some of their subcontractors actually use forced labor. And oh, by the way, everything they produce is coming out of Chinese energy production, which is primarily coal.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get a 4 globe rating for a company that's working with an authoritarian government that's using forced labor, that's, you know, mining rare earths in terrible places and corrupt places?
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But Apple is one of the highly rated companies. So how do you determine that? Well, it depends on the regulators and depends on the rating agencies and who has influence and who buys power. And I think it's very, very damaging to a free market system.
Right.
Bottom line, companies need to produce well and do things well in order to succeed. So why are you going to throw a layer of administrative regulation onto a free market system unless you want to control it? And that's what we're seeing with the big push with ESG to defund investment in carbon producers, in oil companies, in mining companies that mine coal. There's a huge push to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on this whole moral standard that somehow we're going to save the planet by it. But the reality is, everybody uses energy for all manufacturing, and the places that do most manufacturing these days are places like China, and they use coal-fired energy.
Yep.
So there's a completely inconsistent message. So it's basically going after you for more control and will shape markets to a negative, in my view, in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, let's switch over to another topic, cryptocurrency. I don't like cryptocurrency. The reason that I used to say that is because I don't know enough about it. After what happened to the Canadian truckers and their cryptocurrency accounts, and after I was asked to help a company that was in the cryptocurrency realm, I refused to do that. I don't like it. It doesn't feel right, and I think it gives the government way too much potential control.
So basically the idea behind crypto, so the currency itself is not the value. The value comes from blockchain technology, which theoretically locks in every transaction, so right. It's easy to track. Now, here's the problem. When you have stake, the whole idea with crypto is, okay, it transcended boundaries and wasn't controlled and wasn't regulated. But now we have governments, including the Fed, that's talking about a digital dollar, a cryptocurrency. You've got people all over the world pushing for regulatory World Economic Forum people, the Klaus Schwab people. They're talking, how do we control the currency? The moment you control it, then crypto becomes the purview of a government. Right. And what we saw in Canada, when they didn't like what you were doing politically, they cut you off. There is a huge risk in going into digital currency. And the people that think it's going to work don't realize, and this is my argument, it eventually will be regulated. And in places like China, where they are doing a digital yuan, where they're trying to put this, they are giving total control of your life over that government is taking total control over every aspect of your life, where you eat, what you eat, whether you have any resources or not. And I think it is a very dangerous precedent to allow these types of controls over this type of a process. And it's completely against what the original ideas with crypto were.
Agree 100%, Jimmy. You guys, that's it for a daily editorial today. Big Al's got to get back. He's got to edit the weekend radio program, which I guarantee is going to be a good one. As usual, it's three segments of Jimmy and I and one short segment with Frida, who's starting to do a pretty good job. Jim, thanks so much, buddy. Have a good weekend. Stay safe.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back on.